What I'd say is it's pretty typical of Alex Salmond, who's maybe just a bit grumpy today because he's smarting from the ridicule he attracted from his border speech in Carlisle yesterday, to talk about the people, the individuals, rather than about the issues. Now, I know that there are enormous challenges for poverty, inequality in this country. These are not new. These have been with us for a long time. But the hard fact is, and this is the reality that Alex Salmond may or may not be in touch with, but certainly seems very reluctant to acknowledge, is that child poverty in Scotland is at its lowest level since 1994. So, you know, we've got a lot to do, and we know that in order to tackle something like child poverty, for example, what we need to be doing is getting more parents into work. Alex Salmond and his government could do something about that now today. They could actually match the commitment to childcare that you see south of the border, where parents of 3 and 4 year olds get 570 hours a year compared to the 475 hours that parents in Scotland get. Why is he not actually getting on and doing that job instead of having a go at somebody like me? I think your listeners will draw their own conclusions.
The point he was making is that there's been a fivefold increase in the use of food banks. Now, that's a shame in this day and age, isn't it?
Well, what I would say to Alec is you know, he should do as I have done and go and talk to people in food banks and visit them and find out, in fact, that it's not just about people who are on welfare benefits who are using food banks. There are people who are maybe in with paid employment, but who suddenly find they have some sort of major chaotic incident hits their life and they struggle to manage their finances, and they've got so many other commitments to deal with. It's not just the sort of things that you always think of in mortgage and rent and the rest of it. They've got credit cards, they've got store cards, they've got bank loans. They've all got to be serviced. And yes, of course, you will see people turning to food banks in these circumstances. And, you know, that again is a real problem that needs to be tackled. But it needs to be tackled seriously. You don't tackle it by using it as some sort of political football to score points against the other side. And, you know, yesterday, Alex Salmond had the opportunity in the Scottish Parliament to do something about that, to place on record his support for what we've done as the coalition government in Westminster in taking hundreds of thousands of people out of paying income tax altogether. People who are on the lowest paid, low and middle income earners are getting real tax cuts from the coalition government because we are raising the level to £10,000 this year at which you start to pay income tax. That's something that makes a real difference to people struggling to make ends meet. Because we're doing it in London, Alex Salmond couldn't even bring himself to support it. I'm sorry, but I just think that's a little bit petty, and I think Scotland deserves better politics than that.
Now, you've been out and about in Fife today. How much is that a charm offensive in the referendum campaign?
Well, look, you know, the referendum campaign is important, and it's the thing that people want to talk about. In fact, the real theme to the visit I've got today is on jobs. You know, I've been to Campbell House, I've been to Stuart's of Bakers, I'm then off to see a project in Glenrothes, and it's all about helping people get back into employment, or people who are maybe new to the jobs market, school leavers, getting into employment for the first time, getting apprenticeships up and running. Because, you know, the economy is doing well now. We've got the fastest growing economy in the G7, the major economies of the world. The number of people in employment is hitting a high. The number of people who are on unemployment benefits is coming down. So we are doing well for that, but there's still a lot to do. And it's now getting to the point that it's often the more difficult to reach people, the more difficult to help people, that we're having to help get into work. And that's what I've been hearing about today. And, you know, we can't do enough of that in my book.
What sort of response have you had from people today?
Really positive. Might have something to do with the fact that the sun is shining in Fife today, and that always puts people into a better humour. But, you know, I think people are now seeing for themselves the difference a growing economy and more job opportunities are bringing to them, their families and their communities. Yes, people want to talk about the referendum. They are saying to me, you know, we want more facts, we want more answers. And that's why, in fact, first thing this morning in Edinburgh, I was launching the latest of the UK government Scotland analysis papers on the subject of the benefit system and pension system in this country, and pointing out that actually, whether you like every individual aspect of policy or not, what we've got is a system that works really well, and it provides a safety net for some of the most vulnerable and especially the older people in our community, which allows us, it's a cost that we share across the whole of the United Kingdom, and Scotland, as in so many different things, does particularly well out of that system.
And Scotland couldn't do it on its own?
Scotland could, of course, do it on her own, and if, I'm sure she would, or we would, if we were independent. But the point that we're making today is that there's an extra cost attached to that. There is all the extra set-up costs in the first place. We think possibly £300 to £400 million just to set up the IT systems. And, of course, the figures that we're publishing today show that, in fact, the spend in Scotland is 2% higher than it is in the rest of the United Kingdom. That's extra money that comes to Scotland by being part of the United Kingdom, which, if we were on our own, we would have to find for ourselves.